chapter 6. I want to teach from the subject, when you're weary, God gives strength. When you're weary, God gives strength. Now notice I didn't say if you get weary. It's not a matter of if. If you've lived long enough, praise God, if you've been a Christian, a non-Christian, there will come a time in your life that you feel tired. You feel that you need energy. And it's at those moments that we need to understand that's when God gives strength. His strength is made perfect in our weakness. Sometimes, you know, that's what Paul said. He felt like he couldn't go on, and all these stonings and beatings. And he said three times, Lord, this thing depart from me. And we all been there. Whether it's in a relationship that's burning you out, or whether it's a sickness or disease that seems like you're just struggling, or whether it's a bill, financial pressure, and it's like, I can't take this anymore. Paul was to that point, and he went before the Lord three times. God didn't answer the third time. He said, my grace is sufficient, and my strength is made perfect in your weakness, Paul. In other words, when you're weary, that's when I give strength. And so this morning, we want to talk about that. We want to talk about the God who energizes us, who gives us strength. You know, that's why it pays to come to church, because most of the time when you've been battling something, whether it's, you know, problem or job, relations, situation, and sickness, disease, finances, marital, relationship, it doesn't matter. And you're at that breaking point, that's usually when you're about to hit a breakthrough. That's too many people quit before manifestation comes. And so that's when God will give you strength. Praise God. His grace goes beyond our natural strength. His grace, he said, my grace is sufficient and my strength is made perfect in your weakness. So grace is a strength. Grace is your strength. That's his ability taking you beyond your own ability. If you just think about it, if I just stop preaching right now and you begin to just begin to reflect over everything you've been through, not what you're going through, just what you've come through. It's amazing you're even sitting here right now in that seat. Just think about it. How did I get over? How did I make? Well, it was the grace of God. It was an ability, a strength beyond your own strength. Amen. So here in Galatians chapter 6, let's read verses 6 through 9. It says here, he that is taught in word, communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. Be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. He that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that sows to the Spirit or to the Word of God, to good works, to, you know, walking in the Spirit, doing those things that agree with the Spirit and those things that are motivated and spirit controlled. He said, he that sows to the Spirit shall reap of the Spirit, reap life everlasting. And then God takes for granted that we are going to sow to the Spirit. Because he said, and let us. Now we know if you sow to flesh, that's corruption. But if you sow to the Word of God, if you sow in prayers, if you sow in seed, if you sow, he said, let us not be weary in well-doing. Notice he just says, because I know we're going to keep on coming to church. You're going to keep on reading your Bible. You're going to keep on praying. You're going to keep on interceding and standing. You're going to keep on sowing. How many of you know sometimes it seems like that life is not fair? Because it seems like here you are in church, serving God, paying tithe, loving God. And there are people that ain't studying God. And just seems like in the natural, they being blessed. They ain't got no problems. And it just seems like, now, God, that ain't right. I'm doing all this stuff. And you get weary. Why don't you? I might well cuss like them then. I'm going to go get me a drink. I want a drink. So. But you can't do that. You got to keep doing you well. You don't want to pray for people sometimes. You want to. He said, bless those that curse them. You want to bless them, all right? Come on. There are times it's like, man, I'm paying my tithes. I ain't seen no windows of heaven nowhere open. I'm tired of this stuff. I can't even get my windows to my house open, much less the windows of heaven. I mean, you know, you're praying for your kid, you know, or you're living with a spouse, and more you pray, you're doing everything. They don't come to church. They don't listen to the word. And just seem like they just got it easy. God says, look, don't you quit. Don't you get weary in well-doing. You keep on walking in love. You keep on serving. Because we live in a world where sin and perversion is all around us. I don't know, have you noticed? There's perversion. It's crazy out there, man. It's a crazy spirit out there. And anybody young know I'm telling the truth, because young people used to thought it was fun. Now they know it's crazy. I heard young people, the pastor, it's crazy out here. I said, I know it. That's why you better get saved. Because it's a perverted spirit. Satan has unleashed every diabolical, perverted thing you can think of, not only against our young people, but against the church. And if you don't watch it, you will get tired of doing, sowing in the spirit, reading your Bible, standing on the word of God, standing for your healing. Everybody want to see manifestation. Well, that's why you need to finish reading. He says, and let us not be weary in well-doing. He says, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. If we faint not. See, like the only thing that disqualifies you from getting your breakthrough is you fainting, you giving up, and you just giving in. Because he says, this is a law. He says, you shall reap in due season. Someone say, well, when is due season? When is due? See, God is on a different timetable than you. We have these self-imposed things, by the 30th, I want this to happen by next Monday. And God don't have no calendar, no clock. We live in time. God lives in eternity. See, God ain't going to run out of time. He made time. He was before time. But we get caught up with our man-made calendars. Due time, he'll be there. He said, in due time, you shall reap if it faint not. You said, but I thought I'd get it on the 30th. Well, God got a due time. There's a due season. Some things you think you're ready for, you're not even ready for. God is still working on you. Some things you're waiting on to manifest and carrying. God said, no, I'm going to work on your character. So when it comes, you'll be dedicated. You'll be committed, praise God. Are you listening to me? That's what, I mean, God knows when due time is. He said, we shall reap. Ye shall reap if we faint not. So it's just a matter. The question is, are you going to faint? Are you going to quit? Are you going to lose heart, give up? What is the definition of the word we need to do weary? Because we need to understand what we're talking about when we're talking about when you get weary. Not if, because it's going to happen. Amen. It means to lose heart and courage. To become mentally and physically tired. To become mentally and physically tired. I found out people get tired in their souls. That's your mind. And when you're tired in your, when your mind, bills, problems, children, finances, home, doctor's fees, doctor bills, all this, whatever your mind endures, the body returns, then your body get tired. That's why some people can't rest at night. They physically lay there, and their mind, bills, problem, that kid, got to go to work tomorrow, got to stop by social, their mind is still going. How many of you know if you can't shut your mind down, then your body is not really resting? That's why people wake up, they laid in bed, and I'm still tired. You know why? Their soul is tired. That's why David said, he restores my soul. Come on, because when your soul get weary, when your soul gets, I see mental and physical, so it's the mental part that wears down the physical body. You carrying all this stuff, kids, problems, and sometimes you just say, what's the use? And here the scripture is admonish you and I, let us not get weary in well-doing. I got saved in 1974. This is 2024. For 50 years I've been saving. There's been all type of opportunities to quit, emotionally wise, physically wise. So I know we all go through this, but that's when God gives strength. What has sustained me for 50 years? What have kept me for 44 years in the ministry with a fresh word in the pulpit? It's not because I didn't get tired. It's not because I didn't have weary thoughts and physical and emotional, mental or weariness. It's because when I got to that place, God gave me strength. I want to say to you, praise God, God gives strength in our weariness, in our weakness. So Look at this first statement. Life consists then of different seasons. Life is about seasons. You're going to have, you know, there are seasons of joy, seasons of harvest, seasons of great increase. Then there are seasons of sadness, seasons of testing. There's even seasons of mourning where there's death, a loss, a loved one. There are different emotions. We go through divorce. Life comes at you quick, man. There's so much stuff thrown at us with our kids and even different seasons that your children take you through. Sweet little kids that grow up and then they get into disobedience and drugs and rebellion and all the different things. There are different seasons in life. Do I have anybody that can relate to that? And so God understands that. There are going to be different seasons. Life consists of different seasons, but keep sowing good seeds. That's what he's saying. Keep sowing good seeds regardless of adverse circumstance. God is not mocked. Put this up in Amplified. There will come a day of harvest. And let us not lose heart and grow weary and faint and act nobly. Enacting nobly and doing what's right. Sometimes it's like, man, shoot. Man, well, I'm going to do right. Nobody else don't care. I remember one time I was depressed. I thought about quitting a minute. I was trying to find out how to quit. And, man, I was going somewhere. And you know these little cookie machines and nap machines where you put a quarter, 50 cent or whatever in and the little thing turn your mask E2 and the little thing turn and smoke the real cookies. And I managed that thing. I was tired. And I wasn't feeling good anyhow. And my cookies stopped. And they wouldn't come. And I put 50 more cent in there. My cookies stopped again. So they'll stop. I said, wait a minute. So I'm like, I got mad. I'll be honest with you. Don't y'all look at me like I'm a... You are human too. So I started shaking that thing. All right, man, I ain't going to do what's right. I don't care if I have to tear it up. You going to give me my money. I know, born again, love God, human being though. I know you've never done anything like that. Y'all just good all the time. I just get up and tell all my business. Try to help y'all good people. But seriously... I shook that thing, and finally my money came back. But not only did my 50 cent come back, it's like I hit the lottery. All tight, that thing started ching-ching, ching-ching, ching. Everybody money got stuck. So okay. Now, I suspended the thing. I ain't going to tell you what I did, but I didn't feel like doing what's right. So what I'm trying to say, I don't care what you're going through. Sometimes you just got to do what's right because it's right. You got to be honest. He says, be noble, do what's right, for in due time. See, that's an act of kindness. It'll come back to you. God keeps record. Amen. Sometimes it seems like I'm doing all this stuff, but God sees the full circle. Just keep on coming to church. Keep on serving God. Keep on loving those that hate you. Keep on speaking good of those that despise you. Don't get into it. Just keep doing what's right, he says, in due time. The appointed season, we shall reap if we do not lose our courage, relax our courage, and faint. Now, put that statement up back that I just told you to put up. So, life consists of different seasons. Keep sowing good seeds regardless of the adverse circumstance. And we're going to go through negative times. Negative things are going to happen. Here's a word from God. Listen to what I'm saying. It's not going to be on the board. You take it on with you. God is good even when life is not good. I'm going to say that again. God is good even when life is not good. Well, why my baby died? Why so-and-so happened? Why did it? God didn't do it. Don't get confused. God is still good. I don't care what negative happened. Let no man say when he's tempted of God, God tempted we with evil. God cannot be tempted with evil, neither tempt he any man with evil. James said, do not err, my brother. That's error. Every good and every perfect gift comes from above. Now, the devil will try to blame God. The devil will try to get you to say God failed you. But God is good even when life is not good. Amen. So there's just different seasons because we're not in a utopia. We're not in heaven yet. There's still demons, principality powers alive, influencing people on this earth. God is not behind it. God is still good. Yeah, that's right. But remember, you got to be faithful in every season. Look at Ecclesiastes 3, verse 1 and 2. To everything there's a season and a time to every purpose under heaven. And a time to be born, time to die. It's just life. Why? No. That's just life. Now, let me throw this in there. Even in that season, make sure you're satisfied before you die. Because he said, with long life, I'll satisfy you. Don't let the devil evict you out of your body. Now, if you want to go, you can go. But make sure you're satisfied. He says a time to plant, in other words, time to sow, and a time to pluck up that which is planted. So there's different seasons. There's a time of sowing. Notice he said, let us continue to sow good seeds. And if you go back where we just read, he says, God is not mocked. He says, whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. And he takes for granted we're going to keep sowing good seeds, sowing the word of God, sowing our prayer, sowing. God said, let us. He says, you know, if you sow to the flesh, you're going to of the flesh reap corruption. If I sow to the flesh and I try to not deal with spiritual weapons but wrestle with flesh and blood, if I hit you in your mouth, guess what? I'm going to reap. See, y'all trying to be deep. But Jesus said, turn the other cheek. No. Well, why didn't you do it? Listen, I ain't got time to get in and turn the other cheek. But if you walk in the power of God that he was talking about, they won't be able to hit you. I ain't got time to explain that. But by natural, you sow to the flesh, we are human beings. You kill my cat, I'm going to kill your dog. He said, don't do that. He says, you keep sowing to the spirit. He said, for in due season, you shall reap if we do not faint. Let us not get weary in well-doing. So what is God saying? I tell you what, put that scripture back up. Put it in the King James. I want to go back. I want to make sure we freshen this. Now, go back to Galatians where we started. Galatians chapter 6, where we started, verse 6. It says, let him that taught in word communicate to him that teacheth in all good things. He said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Don't be deceived. God, whatever man sow, that shall he also reap. The Phillips translation, a man's life depends entirely on the harvest that the seed, that his harvest depends entirely on the seeds that he sow. If you sow to the flesh, you shall reap corruption. If you sow to the spirit, you shall the spirit reap life everlasting. Can we put that up? Did I ask for that in the Amplified? I didn't. Okay, so we don't need it. So what I'm trying to say, God is saying, and then let us be not weary. And what he's talking about sowing. He's talking about sowing, right? So this is what I want you to see. God then set the universal law of seed, time, and harvest into motion. Sometime it takes time. Sometime it takes time. There's a day that your child is going to change. Just keep sowing the scripture concerning their salvation. There's a day that you will owe no man nothing but to love him. Every promise. See, the word of God is the seed. How many of y'all understand when we're talking about sowing, the seed is the word of God. The sower soweth the word. And when you sow the word for your children, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved and thy house. They may look like they get worse before they get better, but there comes a day they come in. Amen. Don't get weary. My mama didn't get weary about me. When you sow the word of God concerning your healing, and you know you're not the sick trying to get healed. By his stripes, you were healed. But you're still taking treatment. You're still going to, that don't mean the doctor lie. Don't get weary. Because healing will manifest. When you sow the word of God concerning any situation, any prayer that you've prayed that's based off of God's word, and the answer have not manifest of yet, don't get weary. Keep standing. Keep confessing. Keep praising God. Are you listening to me? Because there come a day that will manifest. You got to know that when you're sowing. So God set the universal law of seed, time, and harvest in the motion. Genesis 8, 22. While the herb remains. Can I ask y'all a question? What planet are y'all on? Is the earth still here? Okay. While the herb remains, seed, give it time. That's where people get weary. That's why I said, don't be deceived. God set this in motion. He's not going to allow you to mock him, say, I stood on the word and it didn't work. I sold, gave my tithe in the winter. No, there's something you did wrong. God is not mocked. This is a law, just like gravity is a law. If I step off of that podium, I'm going to fall. I don't care what color I am. It don't matter whether I'm Baptist, Methodist, Presbyterian. Well, you know, no, a law is an established principle that works for anybody, anytime, anywhere. So it don't matter about your background, where you were born, whether you knew who your daddy was, all you come, well, I don't know. It doesn't matter. When you put God's law in motion, it'll work for anybody. He said, while the earth remains, seed, time, and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall what? Not see. So that means once you sow the seed, the word of God, while you sleep at night, when your eyes are shut closed, that God is out there working on your money. Working on, it don't cease. No more than night and day have ceased. You know, you don't believe night and day going to cease, do you? No, that's why you have lights in your house. You got to prepare. It's a law. You can't stop the night. You can't stop the day. That's why y'all have both air conditioning and heat. I walked out here, the heat was on. I'm like, everybody, what fan and light turn on the air? Well, why? There's different seasons. And God says, I don't care what the season is, whether it's hot, cold, summer, winter, day or night. He says, seed time and harvest shall not cease. So that means every seed of the word of God that you have planted concerning your children, your finances, your home, your promotion, anything you've prayed, it don't matter what it looked like. Don't get weary. It's working right now. I said, it's working right now. Someone said, well, why can't I see it? Because seeds grow down before they grow up. That's right. And many times, it's getting its roots, it's getting established. I remember Mama told me that. She planted a tomato seed. And I'm just a little boy. I didn't know this was a spiritual principle. In one of those clear atlas jars. And I didn't see nothing, but I could see all this stuff in the dirt going, the roots. You get rooted and grounded. It don't mean that no tomato, nothing had popped out on the dirt, but it was working. And just because you can't see your healing, because you can't see your financial change, because you can't see it, it never ceases. How many of you believe that? God said that. Now let me remind you, God cannot be mocked. If you say it's not working, you're saying God is a liar. You got to be bold to call God a liar. No, you just don't need to get weary. Praise God. Now, I want you at this point, so we'll know what seat we're talking about. We're talking about the word of God. I want you to put up my first kiddish scripture, 1 Peter. Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of what? Incorruptible seed by what? The word of God that liveth and abideth forever. So when we talk about seed time and harvest, we're not talking about, you know, you can plant tomatoes, you might have some good and some fail. You can plant collard greens, you might have some good and some fail. You can plant all types of vegetables, some good. But the word of God is an incorruptible seed. It lives and abides. So when you plant God's word, seed, give it time, you're going to get a harvest. And I want you to know it's just a matter of, are you going to get weary? Are you going to lose heart and give up? Because when you can't see healing, healing is being manifested in your body. When you can't see your children changing, the Holy Spirit is pulling and tugging on their heart. When you can't see your finances change, money is coming in, God is moving, position and things. It never ceases. This seed cannot fail. It lives and abides forever. The devil knows it. That's why he fights you so hard. So his thing, I can't stop the seed of the word of God, so I got to get you tired. I got to get you weary. I got to get you stop coming to church. I got to get you quit listening to Pastor D. Man, that stuff don't work, man. I paid, you know, been sowing, been giving, standing, and my God seemed like I'm worth. Yeah, that's the devil. He's come immediately for the word, say, trying to get you to quit, trying to get you to give up. And I'm telling you, when you're at your weakest point, when you get weary and you get heavy and you feel like you can't take it, I want you to know that's where God's miracle power began. That's where he began to give strength, praise God. Usually things get worse before they get better. I'm just going to be honest with you. Because the devil will push you. He'll mess with your kids, mess with your relationship, mess with your money, try to tell you everything. And it's a service like this where you come in, praise God, but tired, where you didn't even know why you came. And all of a sudden, God begins to exchange strength. God begins to turn things around because you didn't get weary. That's the exact word that you needed in due season, praise God. So God has set a universal law into motion. I want you to look at this closely. Isaiah 50. The seed is the word of God. I said the seed is the word of God. And it lives and abides forever. There's been all types of seasons in these many years of ministry, but I didn't quit. I didn't give up. How are we going to build this? How are we going to get the money for that? Look at this. Where are the people going to come from? Where the camp? You just stay with the word of God. Amen. Everything God has promised will come to pass. It's just a matter of, will you get weary or will you continue to wait until manifestation shows up? Because it is a universal law, and it never ceases. Now look at Isaiah chapter 50. I want you to look at this carefully. Look at verse 4. The Lord has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season. That's the key. To who? To him that is weary. People get tired. They get weary. He waked me in the morning and by morning, and he waked mine ear to hear as the ear of the learned. Now listen to what he said. To know how to speak a word in the season. How many know you can have the right word but the wrong season? Sometimes it's just, that ain't the time to be talking about that. I don't want to hear that. Husbands and wives go through this all the time. You one place, I'm another. And you need to know what season I'm in. And now ain't the time to be, you know. But we ain't going to get in that because we ain't talking about husbands and wives. Because some of y'all tighten up already. Oh, Lord have mercy. We're just talking about what word. Let's just use it universally. God know what season of life everybody here in. He know what you're going through. Your finances, home, marriage, kids, this. And what God will do, he's talking about me. I'm going to show you this on Amplify. God will give me a word. That's why it's important for me not to just preach something out of memory. God knows what you're going through. And he'll give me a word that you need in whatever season you're in. Do I have any witnesses? It's like, oh, my God. That's why I'm so glad I came to church. Pastor, no, it wasn't that I was in your bedroom. It says that God, the Holy Spirit, know what you were going through. And if I listen to him, he's going to help me preach everything that you need to hear. You were about to give up on something. You were about to quit. You was frustrated. You were tired. You didn't feel like, man, something happened on the job. Something happened in your relationship. You like, and you, matter of fact, it took everything in you just to come to church this morning. All of a sudden, God began to speak. And all of a sudden, this word is not just a logo. It began to jump off the paper. It began to be exactly what you need to hear. And God began to strengthen you with that word. Well, that's why God, that's what he's talking about, the servant of God. That's why it's important, not only where you go to church, but who you sit under. Put this up in the Amplified. You need a seasoned pastor, someone that can hear from God on a daily basis. I'm going to submit my life to somebody. You better be able to hear from God. A shepherd's supposed to lead. How are you going to lead me if you can't hear from God? This is serious business. There are a lot of people just go to church because it's convenient. Go to church because mama and them went there. And my cousin went there. Listen, this ain't about your mama. This ain't about your cousin. This is about obeying God and being in the right place at the right time. Your provision will be wherever God tell you to go. God told Elijah, go down there to the brook Cherith. There I have commanded the ravens to sustain thee. Well, you can go to Jordan. You can go. No, you got to go where God told you to go. And when he got there, thank God the ravens sustained him. And you say, well, yeah, but my brook dried up. My job closed down. He said, well, get up again and go to a widow woman. And she will sustain. God, no, he's already got it planned. Your provision is where God told you to go. The servant of God says this. The Lord have given me a tongue. I'm speaking right now. A discipline. And one that is taught. Who's my teacher? The Holy Spirit. That I should know how to speak a word in season to him that's weary. When folks get tired, weary, lose their heart, want to give up, thank God the Holy Spirit knows what we need. He awakens me morning by morning. I get up and I begin to hear the voice. I write down the things that I hear, praise God. I put them down. I put them in my heart, praise God. And he may have made my ear to hear as a disciple, one who is taught. He teach me, then I come teach you. We need a word in season. Let me tell you something. God knows exactly what season of life you in. To everything there's it don't matter if the time of sowing, a time of reaping. There's a time to die, time to be born. There's a time to pluck up that which is planted. There's a time to plant. There's a time to war. There's a time of peace. There's all types of seasons. But the Holy Spirit knows what season we're in and what word we need. But the key is, will you be at church when that word comes? Thank God for live streaming. But there are people that ain't live streaming this morning. There are people I'm preaching to answer exactly what they needed. They want to quit. They want to give up. It's like I'm tired. Nothing happened with my kids. They're getting worse. Look at my finances, this job situation. I was believing for an increase in promotion, and I got demoted. And I've been there longer than so-and-so, all of this stuff. But God says promotion don't come from east nor west. It comes from me, praise God. There's a season. Things that didn't happen are for a reason. That's what you got to learn how to trust God. When you were expecting something, I wanted to be in the church. I'll be honest with you, right up the street. Thank God we didn't get that church. It was convenient. It was already built. I didn't want to build. Man, building is tough. I didn't want to build no church. Church is buildings. And I knew it wasn't God's will. But they wanted to give me that building, and they were going to give me the little what they call it? What? And thank God, don't you never take no part inside the church you pastor. That's crazy. You'll go crazy. And I don't care. I tried to sow it and so, but it just wouldn't work. You know what? That was God saying, no, you're in the wrong place. That's the wrong season. He said, that's going to be way too small. I'm calling you to change the world. So he stopped that. God will protect you sometime from things that you can't even see yourself. Sometime rejection is protection. You wonder, well, why? I don't know why they didn't love me. And then so and so, and I ain't good enough for them and all that. You know, there are a lot of people in high school that I thought women, ooh, cute little girl, that I would have died to, oh, Lord. And I look at them now and I say, thank you, Jesus. Woo! He would protected me. Helen, is that you? 422 pounds. No, let me. A lot of times God will be protecting when stuff don't work out. It's for a reason. Hallelujah. God know what season. He'll send the right person in your life at the right season. And it's my job with the right word in the right season, praise God. And that's why you need to be in a seasoned pastor. Because it don't matter what season you in, the Holy Ghost know, and you don't have to get weary. Hallelujah. So the Holy Spirit gives us a pastor then. That's what he's talking about. With the right word, do I have any witnesses? Amen. In the right season. That's why I don't want to get familiar within one. I want to talk about, I want to know what you're going, I want the Holy Ghost. Because when the Holy Ghost tell you what you're going through, you know that had to be God. That had to be God. Pastor, I mean, man, he spoke exactly what I was going through on my job, in my marriage, exactly what I was going through with my son and my daughter. And because we get weary. We all get weary. And church is where we get re-energized. Church is where we get that strength from. Thank God. That's why he said, don't forsake the assembly of yourselves together one with another. The pandemic tried to separate all of us. Had us all shut up, separated. We just contacted one another by phone and screen, and that ain't good enough. I wanted to do more than lay hands on you through a screen. There comes a time some stuff can't be broken off your life except you under the live presence of the anointed. There are certain addictions. There are certain strongholds. Hallelujah. And he gives us the right word in the right season. The Holy Spirit gives us a pastor then. Look at 1 Corinthians 3. We're talking about when you're weary, God gives strength. And you know where that strength comes? He comes from a pastor. It comes from the one God has given you. Look at 1 Corinthians 3, 5 and 6. Who then is Paul? I'm going to put my name in there. Who then is Apollos? Who then is Pastor Diggs? Except ministers whom ye believe, even as the Lord did what? Gave to who? Every man. So God gives every person a pastor. Ain't no such thing as, well, who you are? I don't need no. I'm just an island to my. No, you ain't. God gives every man a pastor. God gives every man a pastor. Now, the key is you got to know who God gave you. Because notice the next verse. I planted. Planted what? We're talking about sowing now. Be not deceived. Don't get weary when you're sowing good seed. I'm planting. I'm preaching every week. But what God going to do? Household salvation. Supernatural debt cancellation. Households. And you ain't seen it yet. But I'm still planting. Somebody else is going to Apollos. Some of these other associate ministers, they're going to come and water what I planted. But guess what? But God get increase. There come a day that the increase come. So your increase is in the mouth of the one God gave you. I know your favorite preacher might be on television. I know your favorite preacher might be. Thank God for that DVD. Thank God. But your increase is going to be in the one, in the mouth of the one God gave you. That's the one where you're going to always get that word in season. Do I have any witnesses here? Have you ever come here weary? Have you ever come here tired, stressed out, feeling low? And all of a sudden a word began to come forth. Huh? Huh? And God began to give the increase. And that's why we get deceived. He said, don't get deceived. God will get the increase. Well, I ain't seen it yet. Well, just keep on coming to church. Look at Romans. Look at Romans. How then shall they call on him whom they've not believed? How shall they believe in him whom they've not heard? How shall they hear without a preacher? Now stop there. Because everybody think everybody's called someone get a building and call it, you know, the church of the chosen frozen. That must be. There's a lot of people out here, God, they ain't preachers. They're hollers. They're hollers. A hollin is someone who uses people to get what they want. God says, I'm going to give you a pastor after mine own heart. So just call someone in the pulpit or someone on television don't mean they're necessarily, well, we will qualify them. How shall they hear without a preacher? But here's the key. Here's the kicker. But how shall they preach except they be sent? There are the sent ones and there's the went ones. And God will send you who you need. God knew that you're going to need somebody. Jesus could have just ascended and went back to heaven and said, I defeated the devil. But before he ascended, he gave some apostles, prophets, teachers, evangelists. Why? For the perfecting of the saints, the mature, the work of the ministry. He knew you needed someone that could hear from God. So he said, I'm sending you. And Jesus said, if you receive whom I send, then you receive me. the same anointing that's on Jesus, he, praise God, put it on me. He ain't here anymore, but he left order, divine order in the church. And when you receive that anointing, amen, that's why it's so important to respect and believe who you're going to sit. I wouldn't sit under no one I didn't believe could hear from God. My time, man, you got to listen. You got to bring it. You got to be, I got to hear from God. I don't care if I did grow up in this church. I'm not going to stay here in a bunch of traditions if I'm not hearing from God. How can a preacher shall they be sent, watch this, as it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. How beautiful are the feet. How beautiful are the feet. So he's not talking about a DVD. The DVD don't have feet. He's not talking about a video that don't have feet. He's not talking about the television. He's talking about being in the live audience, listening to the sent one who have a due word and due season in your life. Your feet become beautiful. And that's why it's so important to press our way to church. Usually when the devil is fighting you the hardest, and you feel tired and weary, that's the time you need to press your way. Every time it's a word waiting on you from God. But you were getting weary. You were getting tired. You were getting frustrated about like me with that machine. You didn't care. You didn't want to do what wasn't right or wrong. I want my money. You know, when you get, we all get a little crazy. Even some of y'all Christians. Don't be looking at me like you deep. But we are human beings. And if you catch us on the wrong day, in the wrong mood, Holy Ghost and all, we will let you. You know how you, I know y'all, nah, Pastor, nah. No. You don't always walk in the fruit of the Spirit. You might come here. This is a controlled atmosphere. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Pastor, what's a wonderful message. Oh, wasn't that wonderful? Oh, it was glorious, man. You get in the car, and I mean, sometimes all hell breaks loose in the car. Because we're human beings and we just get tired. I'm just telling, even the best of us. Why do you think me and Joseph going on a sabbatical? Can you imagine the intensity it take, the time out to spend away from her just to feed you and my family, the dedication that it takes? Praise God. This stuff is not easy. But I'm a sent one, not a went one. And when you're sent, that means you're equipped. You need to be with someone that's equipped with the Holy Ghost power, the anointing. Don't you have 10,000 instructors? You don't have many fathers. And what we like to do is run to the most convenient ministry at the time. Called Pastor Can't See My Anointing. You don't have to get quiet on me. But they're going to make me a deacon if I go there. They're going to make me a minister. They making you. They are not. God ain't sending you. There are a whole lot of people out of place in the body of Christ. You say, you can't hear what I bring. You can't hear. So we're talking about listening to the one with the due word in due season in your life. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Thank God. Thank God for the sent one. Amen. Praise God. Look at Isaiah 40. I'm going to do this quick because we did a lot of stuff this morning. I ain't going to rush though, but I'm going to move on. I ain't rushing. You ain't going to rush me, y'all. Y'all didn't rush me. When you're talking about giving out them $100 gas car, y'all like, take all the time you want. Talk about it. When? What time? $50? Yeah. So now you don't rush me now. No, we don't hear the word. But some of you know I'm telling you the truth. You know when you drive up that hill, there's some of you know all type of weed. You're frustrated, tired, kids, problems, bills, issues, all types of stuff. But you know it's something that you know when you get up the hill, there's a word waiting on you. Because the Holy Spirit knows the season that we're all in. And that's why it's so important to come to church. That's why it's so important to press your way when you don't feel like pressing your way. Amen. Look at Isaiah 40. So God knows when we get weary. He knows when we need to be re-energized. Amen. Isaiah 40, look at verse 28. Have thou not known, have thou not heard the everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth? He fainted not, neither is he weary. And there's no searching in his understanding. I want you to get, I was reading this, and many times I've read this. God not only thinks concerning the body of Christ, he don't think concerning you. Some of you think God is tired of your mess and tired of you. And this. I ain't saying he have pleasure in it, but God ain't going to give up on you. He says, no, I've invested too much in your life. On the foreign mission, I've invested too much in your life, Robert Mr. I've invested too much in your life, Miss Fred. It don't matter. I can call everybody name. Sometimes we think, man, I done quit so much. I ain't read my Bible. No, God don't get weary. He does not accept resignations. If you get tired, rest, refresh, restore, but you do not quit. He didn't quit on you. Don't you quit on him. He doesn't get weary. Concerning me, I know some of you've got tired of yourself. Some of you can't stand yourself. I get tired of you saying, I can't stand when I do this. What's wrong with me? I get tired. I get keep saying, why I keep cussing? I don't mean to cuss. That some of you can't stand yourself. God says, I can see beyond that. You're going to be fine, praise God. I'm going to use you in the midst of all of your weakness, in the midst of all your hang-ups. You better thank God he doesn't get weary with none of us. In other words, let me put it to you this way. You can't wear God out. You wear your mate out. You can wear your kids out. You know, some people just get tired of you. You just, come on. You know what I'm talking about. Why y'all looking at me like y'all don't know what I'm talking about? Some folks, you just get tired. They have drained you. They have took you to the, you've not only your rope. You're not at the end of the rope. The rope is broken. You hanging by a string now. And it just, but God said, you can't wear me out. You know why you can't wear me out? I knew all your hang-ups. I knew all your flaws. Even before you got saved, he said, I knew thee. Before you was formed in the womb, I knew you in your mother's womb. Every hair of your head is numbered. Praise God. And you can't wear me out. Oh, Lord, I'm preaching myself happy. Maybe y'all perfect, but somebody like me, all the stupid stuff I did, and God just stayed with me over the year, stayed with me. Say, that's okay, boy. It's all right. We're going to work that out. Come on. But you're going to help people while we're working it out. Girl, come on. Praise God. Don't quit. Stop helping people while you're working on your own. Some of you think you can't minister no one else because maybe you're struggling with this. And that's a lie. Are you listening to me? All the mess going on in the earth, in the church, Israel, Ukraine, the United States, politics, the polarization of groups, this group or that group, left, right, all of this stuff going on. Ministers fainting. All this, major ministries, crisis going on. People that lost their sexual identity. All of this stuff. Young folks, drugs, cradle. This. What is this drug that's killing everybody? Fentanyl, whatever. Just stuff. And God says, even with all that, I'm going to have a glorious church. There's a remnant of people that will not get weary. They won't get tired. They will not quit. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Let me finish. He says, listen to this. And because I don't get weary, guess what? Look at verse 29. He giveth power to the faint. When you feel like faint, you shall reap if you faint not. Anybody know what I'm talking about? In your mind and in your motion. Sometimes your soul just have to be restored. Because you've done everything you know how to do. And it's like you ain't got no more power to deal with certain people, certain issues, certain situations. He said, that's okay, baby. I'm going to give power to the faint. And them that have no might, I'm going to increase your strength. Oh, when we're weary, God gives strength. I'm going to increase your strength. Even a young man, the best of us, even a young man, shall utterly faint and get weary. Even a young man shall utterly faint. Even the best of us, best young men at their prime youth. But they that wait, they that expect, they that hope, They that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They will mount up with wings as an eagle. They will run and be not weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Wait means to expect. I'm expecting manifestation. I'm expecting everything God promised me. I'm not going to get weary in well-doing. I've sown seeds of healing. I'm expecting healing to manifest. I'm expecting to live and not die. I'm expecting, praise God, every one of my children to come in. I don't care if they're on drugs. I don't care what type of drug. Why? God says you'll save me in my house. And even though I get tired, I'm going to wait. I'm going to keep expecting. I'm going to keep hope. I'm expecting, praise God, every debt to be canceled. Yeah, I got some issues right now, but I'm a sower. I got seed in the ground, and God says I'm going to be the lender and not the borrower. God says when this thing, if I don't get weary, there's going to come a day I'm going to owe no man nothing but to love him. I'm going to have a title to my car. I'm going to have a title to my house. I'm going to be able, the money I make on my job, I'm going to be able to sow that seed. I don't care. Am I there yet? No, but I'm waiting. I'm expecting. I'm looking for. That's why I keep coming to church, because sometimes I do get weary while I'm waiting. Sometimes I get too tired when I'm waiting. But thank God for a pastor that has a word from God in the season, and the Holy Ghost, who knows what I'm going through. And in that waiting, there's a renewal of strength. When you're at your weakest, that's where God's strength begins. It means to hope. It means to expect. It means to look for. I would have fainted unless I believed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. I ain't seen it yet, but I'm expecting it. This story, I write the last chapter of the book of my life, not the devil. This is my narrative. Hallelujah, not the devil. I write this book, praise God. And until my healing manifests, until I see my children, my grandchildren come in, until I see myself out of debt, until I see myself totally well, everything God promised for me, I'll keep expecting. I'll keep looking. That's what that word means. That word wait is the same word we get out of waiter and waitress. When we leave here today, because don't too many women cook anymore. Forgive me. I shouldn't have said that. Not as many as they used to. My wife still cooked for us. But even with her, today we're going to Longhorn. Man. But she do cook during the week. These new mamas got clean ovens. That's okay, though, but I'm just talking. Not all of them. Some of you, you know. I'm about to lose my point because I'm trying to dig myself out of a hole. There are some women who still cook, okay? A lot of good women cook. Give yourself a hand. All right. Now that we done got that, all right. Let's go back to the waiter and the waitress. We're going. Some of you are going to go to Red Lobster. Some of you are going to go to Longhorn. Some of you are going to go to, I don't know where your favorite restaurant is. But when you go and sit down, let's just sit Red Lobster, let's sit Longhorn, it might be Outback. You're going to sit down, and when you sit down at the table, you are expecting who to show up? A waiter or waitress. And when they show up, what do you expect them to do? Oh, boy, y'all good. Take your order. May I help you? Yes. Let me have shrimp and steak. Broccoli, mashed potatoes, sweetened tea with extra lemon. What do you do? Write it down, right? What do you want? Oh, let me have salmon. Salmon, sweet potato, and chicken tortilla soup. Okay. Anything else? And what do? They go to the back, right? They go in the back room. You don't see me. Now, what are they doing? They're waiting on you. What are you doing? You're waiting. Do you hope that your salmon's going to come? Do you say, if it be God's will for me to have salmon, No, you don't put your order in. Praise God. It's just a matter of time. Ain't a matter of if. It's a matter of when. Here is your 66 ordering menu right here. Every promise. Good God Almighty. That you stood on out of this book. I stood on. God has saved me in my house. Praise God. God heard it. You put it before God. Now you're waiting on the Lord. You're expecting the Lord. You ain't hoping. And if it be, you know there's going to come a day. Pray. My salmon coming. It might be a little late, but it's coming. Praise God. My steak is on the way. It's just a matter of time. That's the type of we wait on God the same way we wait on a waiter or waitress. We expect service. God is going to minister to you. He's going to show up with your request. If you don't faint. Some people get tired. It's been 30 minutes. I'm just leaving. And there's that hot steak. And they're going to give it to you free because we're late. But you got impatient. See, some of you walk off on your blessings. You get weary. You think God is marked. Whatever you sow, that shall you reap. Let us be not weary and well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. Now put this up in the Amplified because I got clothes. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, he doesn't grow weary. Thank God. He didn't give up on me and you. There's no searching in his understanding. Why? Earth people do. Folks, we walk off from y'all. Yeah, you ain't that nobody. God says, no. He gives power to the faint and the weary. And them who have no might, he increases strength. Causes it to multiply. You see, when we're weary, God gives strength and it to abound. Even the youth, thank God for our young men, our ushers, but even they get tired sometimes. I mean, at the height of their strength. He said, even the youth shall faint and get weary. The selected young men shall freely stumble and fall exhausted. But those who wait, now you know what wait means. Expect, hope. It's just a matter of time for the Lord. Who expects his telling? I gave that expect, look for, and hope is in him. Shall change and renew their strength and power. They shall lift up their wings and mount up close to God as eagles mount up to the Eshuin sun. They shall run and be not weary. They shall walk and not faint or become tired. See, we're talking about overcoming weariness. He said they will mount up like eagles mount up to the sun. I don't know if anyone of you ever seen an eagle mount up. I have. It's one of the most beautiful things. Matter of fact, Matt was there with, he's my witness. We was playing golf at the, I think it was Oak Hollow Golf Course, and we got him back on the back nine, and we saw these huge birds. We thought they were two eagles just sitting there. And we said, oh, my God. And they thought, man, they got a wingspan. Look like about 8-10 feet. That huge bird. And they just slowly, they came by us. And they don't flop. They ride the wind. See, crows. See, some of y'all need to get rid of them crows you're running with. Dirty birds, strife and envy. Eagles are unique. They just ride the wind. They take what was meant for adversity and they ride it. They don't run from the storm. They lock their wings. And when the storm comes, all the other animals run and hide. Like some God said, don't run from what the devil, when you see opposition come, lock your wings, lock in on the word of God. And then when it hit, what was intended to destroy them, lift them up. They mount up. Everything else is down here. And they just keep mounting up. And it could be rain like it is, overcast like it, and they mount up. And we saw those things kept mounting, and they kept going and see, it's something about why they mount up, because the adversity, the crows can't get all them little nagging birds, they can't breathe up there. Are you listening to me? Those folks been nagging you, some of your haters, just mount up. Now, they're waiting on you to go down. Now, I'm going up. I'm going up. Hallelujah. My finances are going up. We're going up. If you wait on me, and they just keep on riding the wind, and then they pop out over the clouds, and they get close to the sun. And there's a reason they mount up to the sun. Because there's a renewal of strength. The sun, those sun rays begin to pull all the poisons, all the weaknesses and all the infirmities of an eagle. If they've gotten into bad meat, everything that has caused them to be weakened, the sun begin to draw it out of them. The closer they get to the sun, the stronger they get, praise God. And the closer you get to the Son of God, the stronger you get. Are you listening to me? Don't run from God. Mount up to him. Praise God. That's why the eagles are unique. Quit running from the devil. Quit running from opposition. The eagle, praise God, sits there and he locks his wings and they can see up into 2 miles. How they have vision. That's why Isaiah was called the eagle-eyed prophet. He could see Jesus hanging on the cross. He could see by his stripes you were healed. He saw into the spirit. You need to see by faith what is already yours and get eagle vision, praise God, and become an eagle Christian. And when adversity comes, the same storm that was meant to destroy you begin to propel you. You use that adversity to mount up as wings and you get close to God. And you run up into that secret place where it's just you and God. And your strength is being renewed. And you come to church and you hear a message. And the devil thought you were about to give up. But praise God, you the only beginning. You come out of there running. Walk and not get run and not faint. Do I have any witnesses? That's why you should go to a church where you can mount up. I can leave here stronger than I came. But you got to make a decision. Well, you want to be an eagle Christian? Or why one you want to keep running around them giant turkeys? Yes, sir. Them low life. See, even an eagle's appetite is unique. Their diet. They don't eat just anything. You know, chickens eat worms, scrub, chickens, you know, chickens just eat anything. Yeah, dog, doo-doo, they run. I mean, they do. That chicken will eat anything. Chicken is a dirty bird. You better sanctify it if you're going to eat one. I don't care what restaurant you go to. I don't trust no more chickens anyway. They too big. These new chicken that done shot all that stuff in with a chicken leg. That I ain't eating that. No, that's not a chicken. I don't know what y'all done pumped into this thing. I'm not eating it. But a lot of chickens and crows eat anything out of goddamn called carnivorous birds or a bird that's dirty birds. Ravens, dirty birds, crow, dirty birds. But an eagle feeds on prime meat, salmon, good meat. But every now and then you get into bad meat and you have to mount up and that sun begin to draw all the impurities out of you. And that's what happens when you get in the presence of God. All those things that were pulling on your life, all the weaknesses, they begin to disappear. The word of God, why? You get the due word in due season. And you come out of here, praise God, I'm more determined now. I ain't getting weary. Let the devil give up. I ain't going to quit. Let the devil quit. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Why am I going to stop going to church just because they're acting a fool? No, I'm keeping my eyes on Jesus. Are you listening to me? You can't get that just anywhere. I'm getting ready to stop. I'm getting ready to stop. So what is the statement about the eagle real quick? Oh, I don't even know. Where was I at? I don't know, man. I got so much notes up here. Y'all preach a little bit until I find where I was. Where was I at? Yeah, I know where I was at, but I got so much stuff up here. Y'all wouldn't. I can preach from it. Got. And I'm going to finish this. But I'll preach what. So the eagle mounts up. Praise God. And you need to learn to mount up. And that's why it's important to come to church. Because when you come to church, it's in the presence of God where you begin to draw strength and where you begin to be encouraged and where you begin to renew. Go ahead and put up a statement. I can make statements off of that while you go ahead and put my statement up. So then, wait on God like you do a waiter or waitress. You expect, right? I got it, Robert. Look at Psalms 27. Psalms 27 says what? It says, come here for a minute, Rashad. Find the thing where I got, where it says, when you when you are tired, God gives strength. Just go ahead, finish it. And when you find it, give it back to me. I'll preach for a moment. Just fine. Keep flipping real quick. He said, I would have fainted unless I bleed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Notice what that says. It says, let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we do what? What's going to keep you from fainting? Believing. Believe in the word, not just the word. What if God promised you in this life? Your children being saved, healing, deliverance, debt cancellation. What have he promised you? Have you seen it yet? Don't quit. Don't get weary in well-doing. Because David, he said, I would have fainted lest I bleed to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Not when you die and go to heaven. God wants to show you his goodness right here. Everything God has promised you and your children, you will see it here if you do not quit, if you do not give up. That's what's so important, praise God. Amen. Do I have another scripture? He said, wait, now let me finish that. Wait on the Lord. He said, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. What did that word wait mean? Expect, hope. Don't get weary in well doing. He says, expect. Now look at this from the Amplified. What would have become of me? Just think about it. If you would have fainted. Had I not believed to see the goodness of, you wouldn't be here this morning. Think about all the adversity you've come through. What would have become of me had I not believed to see the goodness of the Lord were in the land of the living? He says, wait, hope, expect from the Lord, be brave and of good courage. Let not your heart be stout. And in doing yes, wait, hope, expect from the Lord. So we're not going to give up. We're not going to quit. Thank you. Yeah, there you go. There you go. Thank you. Praise God. So don't quit. Don't give up. Let me give you my last scripture. How many of you believe you're going to see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living, first of all? Well, when? Right here. So if you ain't seen it yet, what that mean? That don't mean it's not happening. That just means you wait. You expect it. I look for it. Every day is expectation. Let's close with Philippians 2. And let's look at verse 13. And I'm through. Thank y'all for being patient with me. We give up too quick. You think everything is happening overnight in this ministry? Man, let me tell you something. Someone say, Pastor Diggs, it's an overnight success. Yeah, it's been a long 40-something year and night. Now, you don't know the heartache, the pain, the misunderstanding, everything that goes. But I kept waiting. I kept expecting. I preached when I didn't feel like preaching. When people came, people left. I just kept preaching. I just kept preaching. I just kept teaching. Why? Now I see. I can see. There was a time this building wasn't even here. None of them was here. It was all in my heart. And God got some things he's put in your heart that you're going to see. And you hold on to those things by faith. Faith is the substance of things. Hope for the evidence of things. You can't say, but you know it's going to happen. You know me. You can see your child. You can keep waiting. Don't get weary. Praise God. Let's close with Philippians. One verse of scripture. 2, verse 13. It says, for it is God which worketh where? How many of you know God starts from the inside out? He don't work. God just don't move on you. He work in you. Both what? What do he work in you? Both the will, the desire to do what? To do his good pleasure. Look at this from the Amplified. And then we're going to bring it home. Not in your own strength. That's the first thing you need to understand. Oh, my God. Lord, I thank you for my strength. Because sometimes our strength is gone. For it is God who is all the while effectually at work in you, energizing. Sometimes we just need energy. You know how we are. Just tired. I'm tired. You're going to church, girl, I'm tired. I work 9 hours. I'm tired. Everybody. We got a tired generation. Everybody tired. Young people tired. Everybody tired. Ain't doing nothing but they tired. But you let them, get them a video game to get in and get them all night long. But then you start talking about do something clean, I'm tired, Mom, I'm tired. Energizing and creating in you, because we all get weary. You need to be energized at times from the inside. The power, you need to be rebooted. That's what it is. Both the will to do his work and his good pleasure, satisfaction, and delight. So here's my last statement, or near the last. Even when you want to quit, okay, even when you want to quit, God will re-energize you. Isn't that fun? Because I know, I don't care who you are, anyone that have accomplished anything that's worth accomplishing, there have come a time in your life that you wanted to quit. And you needed to be re-energized. I don't care who you are. I don't care what your expertise in life is. I don't care what your calling is. All of us. But at that time, it's God that re-energized you. Look at Jeremiah 29. Jeremiah was called a weeping prophet. He got tired. Seemed like everything God told him to do, adversity came. And he said, he like me and you sometimes. I've said this. I told God, I ain't preaching no more. That's funny. But that's what he said. I said, I will not make mention of your name, Lord, no more. I ain't going to speak no more of your name. I'm tired of this mess. People, all this hell they're raising. Shoot. It wasn't this tough when I was out there as a sinner. I mean, come on. I'm just talking about stuff that went in my head. Folks, crazy. Churches, you know. Y'all don't understand that because y'all ain't been on this side. See, Moses wanted to either kill himself or like, God, you kill me. Because he said, these folks are stiff-necked. But y'all don't understand nothing about that. But anyway. And I love you. I ain't saying I feel that way about y'all personally. But I'm saying those moments come over these 50 years. Not today. I love you. I'm glad I'm here. Because I know about it. I love all y'all. That's why I didn't quit. Yeah, I ain't speaking no more of your name. And in my mind and in my heart, as if it was though fire shut up in my bones. See, God worked from the inside out. When you want to quit, he re-energized you. He said, I'm weary and enduring and holding it in. I cannot contain it any longer. And Lord, watch this. And let me tell you why I got weary. This is what the part y'all don't see. For I have heard many whispering. And defaming now. That did he ain't right. That man here is all that money. They go to that boy, he ain't right. I hear he said she should. Defaming. There's terror on every side. Denounce him. Let us denounce him. And these are all my familiar friends. So-called friends. They watch from afar. See, this is why you get weary so tired sometimes. See, perhaps he'll be persuaded and deceived. And then we will prevail against him and we'll get our revenge, haters. And sometime over that, it wasn't just you, it was just the people that fought me over the year. But I'm so glad I didn't quit. And that's why I didn't quit, because I didn't care what they said. It was about you. It was like fire shut up in my bones. Praise God. Look at this other scripture real quick. Jeremiah again. He says, for I will fully satisfy, that word satisfy means refresh, the weary soul. And I will replenish every languishing and sorrowful person. When you get weary, he said, I will refresh you. Therefore, Jeremiah, he said, I woke. He was in a dream, a trance-like dream, out of sleep when God gave him this word. And he said, he woke, and his sleep was sweet and the assurance that he gave to me. See, so God will assure you. Praise God. I think he'll have one more statement. We'll just put it up real quick. I think I have it. Weariness weakens resistance to opposition. Never quit, never give up, but resist. What the devil won't do is wear you down. Just keep bringing the symptoms, and you just say, forget it, I'll just stay. No, I'm going to stand against sickness, whatever, fire by my bed. I'll stand against lack, whatever, fire by my bed. I'll close with Hebrews 12, 3 and 4. Consider Jesus, just think of him, who endured from sinners such grievous opposition. Bitter hostility against himself, reckoning all up, considering in comparison with your trial. You ain't went through nearly what Jesus went through for you. He said, compare it with your trial so that you may not what? Grow weary. See? Faint. Get weary. Exhausted. Losing heart. Relaxing and fainting. Where? In your mind. You have not struggled and fought agonized against sin, yet resisted, withstood to the point of pouring out your own blood. Jesus resisted everything on that cross, praise God. He resisted temptation to give up and quit. Stand on your feet because he saw you and I. He seen you and I. And that's why you got to resist. Don't get weary and tired and quit resisting. The first thing that happens when people get tired, they quit resisting. I'm tired of being on this diet. What happens when you get tired of being on a diet? You go crazy. Start eating anything. Man, I'm going to Krispy Kreme. Ain't no use. I ain't been on the scale. I ain't. I'm going to give me 12 donuts. So I'm on sale. See, we want to break down your resistance. Huh? The doctor report keep being the same thing showing up. Keep standing for your healing. Resist sickness and disease. He bore it. Don't give up just because you get tired. You get quit. I didn't. That's why I'm 50 years later, here's Pastor Dick still standing. What I talked to you this morning is why. It wasn't that I didn't get weary. It wasn't that I didn't get tired. It was that when I was tired and weary, I mounted up. I got in his presence. That's why when you're tired and weary, it's important who you go to. Get around encouraging people. Someone that's going to build you back up. You don't need to remember. I'm like, yeah, God, no. None of this stuff works. I quit too. That's why I ain't been back to church. See, now you feel better because somebody else is jacked up. You need to be around people that's going to encourage you. It's going to lift you. Amen. I love y'all, guys. I appreciate you.